a lot of women, we hear about collaborating and that we should do it, but some of us are scared. We either don't know how to do it, or we feel like it's going to water things down for our business, or we'll get a little less of the credit. I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think that we really need to support each other. We hear a lot of people say women are not supporting women, and it's this very competitive landscape. And, you know, especially even in our own industry, right? We want to be a business that supports other entrepreneurs and other women. And again, it doesn't have to be a competitive business. It could be, you know, if you have a wellness brand, maybe partnering with a local studio owner who does Pilates or yoga. It's all about complementary, and it's all about how can I create more value? And I think if you look at it through that prism, you're really going to set yourself up for success, and people are just going to remember your brand as the brand that's on, you know, doing things the right way.
You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. And today we have the privilege of speaking to Annette Malkin, who is the founder of CultureWise Collective based in Miami, Florida. Prior to beginning her own company, she actually led the U.S. Hispanic marketing efforts for leading consumer product goods and lifestyle brands. And she is here specifically today to tell us how strategic partnerships are done.
Okay, so we're so happy to have you here to talk about strategic partnerships. So before we jump into that, tell me a little bit about what it is you do.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. CultureWise Collective, we focus on strategic marketing communications. And so we specialize in lifestyle PR, content creation, and strategic partnerships, which is what we're going to talk to you about today. And so in terms of industries, we primarily work in food, wine, spirits, travel, and hospitality, but we also do a little bit in the nonprofit and tech space.
I feel like strategic partnerships, I'm doing air quotes here, strategic partnerships is one of those terms we use a lot and we kind of throw it around. But at the end of the day, it's like, do we really know what it is, how to form them and how to leverage them? So what would you say as like is a fundamental understanding of strategic partnerships in business?
Sure. I definitely agree. It is kind of one of those marketing buzzwords. But at the end of the day, and I think you and I know this well, being professional communicators and being in PR, it's about relationships and it's about striking the right relationship. So, you know, I think another word that I've been hearing, another phrase is zone of genius. So I like to think that mine is about connecting people, bringing together two entities that can really mutually benefit from that relationship and learn from each other or achieve a mutual goal. And that's what I think strategic partnerships or strategic alliances, right, can do for small businesses and entrepreneurs.
For the woman who is maybe a solopreneur, or she's used to doing all the things on her own, or she's used to tapping into the same network, how does she start kind of like expanding her circle or thinking of ideas of how she can not only bond with new people, but then make a mutually beneficial relationship?
Yeah, so I think a few things. I think, you know, before you go into a relationship or you're invited into a partnership, maybe think about what your goals are. So I think strategic alliances can serve people who are looking to acquire customers, drive revenue, or enter new markets. And that's just a few. That's like maybe I think the more common ones. And I think perhaps, you know, as you're growing your business as a solopreneur, you've probably poured your heart and soul into your business, right? And developing what that is and what your story is and what your brand mission and values are. So there might be a little bit of apprehension maybe to join forces, maybe thinking you're going to dilute your brand. But I think that there, if you find the right partnerships, right, and there's questions and maybe a checklist that you need to kind of go through, I think there's ways if you find like-minded brands that share your mission and your vision that you can really come out stronger and grow your brand. And I think you need to also think about when evaluating partnerships, are you providing value and solutions to your customers? Because I think, you know, or if you're provide services, are you doing the same, right? Because I think that especially now during COVID, that's what customers are looking for. What is going to make my life easier and what provides me value and solutions? It can be brands, it could be organizations, and it can be personalities, right? But what you're looking to do through that alliance is to create unique experience. You can also look to create news value, you know, if you're at that stage where you're looking to generate some earned coverage, or you can broaden your awareness. Sometimes you might be able to check off a few of those boxes, but you don't have to check off all of them. You know, one partnership doesn't have to do all the things for you. I think you can think about strategic partnerships in two ways. What I like to call like ladder up or level up, which is when you partner with a larger, maybe more established brand where you can, you know, borrow equity from them, establish your credibility, or raise your company profile, or maybe a lateral partnership. And that's a like-minded, a small or mid-sized business that shares your values where you can co-create something, you can generate news together, or you can share resources or costs, you know, if there is a cost to that partnership. So taking a step back from my background and working with big CPG companies and kind of those Fortune 500 brands, we often, from a PR perspective, looked for smaller brands for experts and individuals in adjacent industries to partner with to help us generate credibility, kind of that do good. We were supporting small businesses. So I think that you need to look at large global brands. They need to remain relevant, you know, and they need to provide, you know, rich content for their customers. So they're looking for experts and nonprofits. So it's really a win-win because they show the goodwill by supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs, and you benefit from the visibility and the exposure and that equity that we talked about. For example, I saw Burger King UK. They offered small independent restaurants visibility on their social channels during this time if small restaurants weren't able to do social media buys. And I thought that worked for both parties, right? So that was a mutually beneficial. I think also there's an opportunity to rise as a collective. So maybe right now during COVID isn't really a time to think about your competitors, but rather how can you come together, you know, as a category, right, to create a collective. And if you don't want to work within your category, you're not finding the right partner, then again, that like-minded brand. For example, there was Brands Better, and that was a coalition that was launched during COVID, and they all shared the same values. They led with empathy, they care for their communities, and they care for giving back. So collectively, they've raised $3.8 million since April, right? And so what they did was they all agreed to give back proceeds from their sales during a certain amount of time. And these are small businesses. So giving, you know, a cut is a big deal, but they received a ton of press coverage. Forbes, Business Insider, Men's Health, Travel and Leisure, Good Morning America. These individual brands wouldn't have been able to do that on their own, but they came together and they got high quality coverage. They piqued media interest. They gave back, did social good. And I'm sure that that helped generate new customers who also want to give back by purchasing their product. How do we identify the right partner, right? So again, you are looking for people who have similar audiences, who have share your values. You know, I had a client, a big global client, they called it search and spin, right? Where you kind of looked at other great ideas from other companies and you kind of saw how you could adapt it to work for your business.
We hear people stress the importance of collaborating. And it's like, yes, yes, I know. But I don't think we ever really were taught like how to stop, sit down to think meaningfully about what do you want and work backwards and based on what you want, who's the right fit. And even having you kind of outline the range of the types of partners we can have, an individual or a business. And then the objective that we can serve together. Is it a partnership of goodwill? Are we trying to kind of leverage, you know, different assets and strengths of each other's, you know, audience to work together, is just so, I think, helpful for us to see, okay, we've got some options and that we can be creative a little bit. What purpose do we want to serve? And I also appreciate you talking about how, you know, it's okay to get inspirations from what other companies are doing, looking at what they're doing and saying, oh, I see what they did that works. How can I personalize that, make it my own to serve my people? So this is so good. Okay. So for the woman who's listening and she's like, okay, I'm ready to get started for her homework, what would her first step be after listening to this particular episode?
think about the type of partnership you want. Is it kind of that level up or is it that lateral? And then maybe do some research. And don't be afraid to reach out to a big CPG company if you are admiring something they're doing and you think you can mutually benefit. Slide into their DM. Send a note because most times it's a PR person who's reading that. And if they see some value in it, folks like me will follow up with you. So don't be afraid to kind of, you know, sky's the limit, go after the big guns. But then also if it's another local business, you know, I think what COVID has taught us, especially in this virtual world, is that, you know, we can kind of look outside of our communities. Our communities have grown nationwide, global. So don't limit yourself to just what's in your backyard if you're a local business.
How can we get more of your tips or follow along with what it is you're doing at CultureWise? Where can we get connected?
Absolutely. So we have a website. You can visit us at culturewisecollective.com. And we're also across social media. So you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at CultureWise Co. And then on Instagram, CultureWise Collective.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.